ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان احترام می‌گذاره، همه این ارزش‌ها در علی ابن ابی طالب جمعه.
Human in general, whether a Muslim, non-Muslim, or even a disbeliever, respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
Imam Ali عليه الصلاة والسلام, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time. And in today's world, overcome by evil and darkness, and oppression and slavery, and tyranny and falsehood, a quick look into this beacon of truth and justice, a look into the universal persona of Imam Ali, is greatly useful for making and changing our lives, our families, our societies, and our world into the beautiful world that Allah has planned for humanity.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام: كل معاجل يسأل الإنذار، وكل مؤجل يتعلل بالتسويف.
Imam Ali said, "He whom death overtakes early seeks time, while he whose death is deferred puts forth excuses for the postponement of doing good actions."
Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio. The program is To My Brother, and we are discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. In this era of social media and in this era of communication without limits and without bounds, we interestingly find ourselves searching for friends. Well, in a certain day and age, we used to call them friends. Now, all of a sudden, we call them followers, which is a different, it's a step down from friendship. But anyways, it seems that in everybody's life, there comes an age where friendship is a big part of one's life. Having friends, losing friends, socializing with people, is something that is natural for a human being. When it comes to the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, we find that His Eminence, the first divinely appointed Imam, the living miracle of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we find that he talks about friends. In one of his statements, he says that abandoning friends and not socializing with people is a strong motivation for cutting off of friendships. And so we find that Imam Ali alayhi salam further says, it is easy to find friends, but it is difficult to keep them. Now, of course, we need to keep in mind here that when Imam Ali alayhi salam talks about it is easy to find friends, of course, he's talking about good friends. He's talking about noble friends. He is talking about friends who help us to walk upon the path of Allah. He is talking about friends who help us to obey Allah. And of course, he is talking about friends who help us to refrain from disobeying Allah, and they help us to refrain from committing sins. Of course, the best kind of friend is a friend who helps us to be a better human being, helps us to be a better Muslim. Now, if we don't, keep in touch with these friends of ours, these good friends, noble friends, righteous friends, if we don't keep in contact with them, then the friendship starts to deteriorate, and eventually the friendship turns into an acquaintance, and an acquaintance into a stranger. And of course, we will find that, you know, eventually you lose that friend. A friend that was very helpful to us to be on the path of pure Muhammadan Islam. And so it takes a little bit of effort for us to keep these good friends. We have to be patient with them. We have to overlook their faults and their mistakes. We have to try to help them when they are in a difficult situation. And so truly, it is easy to find friends, but it is difficult to keep them. And of course, we see this fact in the life of Imam Ali alayhi salam, where people claimed to be his friend and claimed to be his followers and claimed to be his supporters, but towards the end of their own lives, they turned back on what they said. A beautiful, profound, and thought-provoking lesson brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم إني أسألك الأمان يوم لا ينفع مال ولا بنون إلا من أتى الله بقلب سليم.
O Allah, I ask you for the protection of the day when property will not avail, nor sons except he who comes with a heart free from evil.
وأسألك الأمان يوم يعض الظالم على يدي يقول يا ليتني اتخذت مع الرسول سبيلا.
And I ask you for protection on the day when the unjust one will bite his hands, saying, "Oh, would that I had taken away with the messenger."
تمام ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به اسلام چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به هر دینی
human in general whether a muslim non-muslim or even a disbeliever respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib. This means Ali ibn Abi Talib is a global character who is respected by Sunnis, Shias, and even non-Muslims. Everyone, even the faithless people, respect Imam Ali and his personal values.
كل صبح وكل شراب أيام تبقى عيني بدمع مشتاب قد لسعت حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبيب لها ولا راغي
Now let's listen to Brother Muhammad Al-Hilli, who's going to talk about today's topic.
His name brings about a sense of strength in the heart. His remembrance is a source of inspiration for the souls. His legacy is widespread throughout the centuries and around the world. It is difficult not to stand in admiration and not to be proud to be of the followers of the brother of the Holy Prophet and the greatest human being after the Prophet, Amir al-Mu'mineen wa Imam al-Muttaqeen Ali ibn Abi Talib salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi. This magnificent human being epitomized the very qualities of a perfect individual sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the guidance and for the well-being of all mankind. The love of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam is one that exists deeply and is found within our hearts and within our setup. It is not possible to find amongst the different communities around the world a group of people who will not love this individual, who have not learned to understand his excellence and his brilliance. In fact, from a young childhood, you and I have been raised with the love of this honorable individual. And we have become more and more attached to his personality. The more we understand about his life, the more we appreciate his teachings, the more we recognize the importance of what he set out to achieve. That's why the famous Arab poet says, as far as our children, as far as our upbringing, as far as how we were inculcated with the love of Amir al-Mu'mineen, he famously says, لا عذب الله أمي إنها شربت حب الوصي وغذتنيه في اللبن. He says, may Allah never punish my mother because she drank the love of Ali and she fed it to me through the milk. وَكَانَ لِي وَالِدٌ يَهْوَى أَبَا حَسَنٍ فَصَرْتُ مِنْ ذِي وَذَا أَهْوَى أَبَا حَسَنِي. I have a father who loves Abu al-Hasan Ali, and that's why as a result of my father and my mother I was brought up in the love and the admiration of Ali ibn Abi Talib.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.